it is the start of the year. It's the start of 2019. And that normally means for a lot of us, we set ourselves some goals, some New Year's resolutions. And if you're like me and you haven't stuck to them, well, never fear. Joining me on the line right now is Lauren Kress. She is the CEO at The Changemakers. Now, Lauren, I promised myself I was going to eat healthy, and then the other day I ate a chocolate bar. I just can't seem to stick to my New Year's resolution.
Okay, well, look, I hear you as well. I think all of us feel like we have these big intentions. We start the year, we've had a bit of a break, and we sort of, you know, maybe we even write down our resolutions, and we're really excited and really pumped, and then a few weeks in, we kind of start to feel like, oh, things have gotten off to a rocky start. I've already cheated on my resolutions. And a big reason for this is actually to do with how our brains work and how humans work. So what happens is that we're usually relying on willpower for that. So I will not eat chocolate. And that's quite hard to follow through on. So what we're actually looking to do is we're actually looking to change our environment. What we find in research is that, you know, the intention is great, and recognizing that we want to have a healthy change, for instance, like you, is that really what we're looking to do is go, okay, so I want to have a healthier lifestyle. What are the things that are going on in my immediate environment, in my daily life? What are small things that I can start to change to help me make that a reality? So, for instance, what you might do instead is you might go, oh, well, I might get raw chocolate instead, because raw chocolate is a much healthier option. So you can still have a treat, but that might be that all that you have in your house. So and this happens with everything. So, for instance, if you want to drink less, if you want to exercise more, you've got to look at, okay, well, let's be realistic. Firstly, like, I work, you know, I have to go to work every day. I sit down in an office. It's really hard to get to the gym for, you know, hours and hours at a time. But maybe what I could look at doing is joining a gym close by to my work. Or maybe during my lunch break, I could go for a walk. Because there's simple things that we can do that are actually at our disposal, rather than trying to just say, I will, you know, I'm just going to rely on willpower to get this done and discipline to get this done. So if it's really easy to have a lunch break and go for a walk around the park, rather than get up at 4:30 in the morning and try to get to the gym.
Yes,
You're still getting something, you're still actually doing something healthy. Well, I think what we do a lot of the time with resolutions is we set the bar really, really high, and it's really different to actually what our life really looks like.
Right,
so we need to go, well, what does my life look like? What changes am I trying to make? And what's easy for me to do? And it might also be, I need to have a conversation with my boss to say, look, I really want to take my lunch break, because a lot of us don't. A lot of us don't take lunch breaks.
No.
My lunch break's really important. I need that time. It actually helps me be more productive. I want to get outside. I want to go for a walk. That's really important to me. And more employers are realizing that, you know. So I think it really is about understanding, okay, those resolutions that you made were important. Those signals that you wanted to change something, don't ignore them. But also don't beat yourself up if you can't make these dramatic changes just because you said that you wanted to make those dramatic changes.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, Lauren, that has been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problems, Rachel. Thank you.